Hey, it's Low Budget FM. LowBudgetFM.com. I am Mark. That is Mike.
Yo.
Hey, it's...
No. There's no one here. No one would come to the barn at this point.
No one will come to the barn.
It's empty.
It's Wednesday night.
It is.
/ Thursday.
Can I ask you a quick question? What's the scariest part about the barn right now to you?
No lights.
The no lights?
Yeah.
Well, I think that just that sets the atmosphere for something else to be super scary in my mind.
Well, the holes.
The holes, yeah, that's a good one.
There's a hole in the wall behind us that seems to lead to some other room,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what's back there.
No one does.
The walls are bare, which is weird.
Here's the weird thing about the walls being bare. I'm staring directly, well, rather, Nick Cave is staring directly at me. He's the one thing left up on the walls
in
here.
The Nick Cave poster behind me?
Yeah, the Nick Cave poster that's behind you, facing me. He's looking directly into my soul.
Oh.
It's a scary thing. I don't know what he's planning, but it's not... I hate every cop in this town is the shirt he's wearing, and it's worrisome, Mark. Yeah. So, the barn, it's a good time.
We got to do something special for the barn.
Burn it down is what you're saying.
Well,
for insurance money.
We
could do other ways to. We don't have to burn it down.
We need to memorialize it somehow on the show,
like a Viking funeral, and burn it down.
No, that's how I always said we were going to die.
Oh, that's right.
It would
right.
be our Viking funeral.
Yeah,
because it would burn with us inside.
We should burn like a hobo in here. Is what you're suggesting now?
Yeah, we'll put a couple of homeless guys in here and then burn it down.
Yeah, and collect the money.
This is Low Budget Listener Mail. If you've got questions, email the show at lowbudgetfm.com. If you're interested in advertising on Low Budget FM or one of the other Low Budget FM network shows, email slickrick at lowbudgetfm.com. If you understand the purpose of high altitude cooking instructions, email rockies at lowbudgetfm.com. If you're an 80s cover band and are interested in being booked on the Low Budget Palooza tour, email members only at lowbudgetfm.com. If you're interested in boarding your child at the Korean preschool next door, email chohee at lowbudgetfm.com. If you'd like Mike Chaffee to play you at Online Madden, email Darame at lowbudgetfm.com. If you're having trouble hearing Brit, email bullhorn at lowbudgetfm.com. If you used to co-host this podcast and are interested in promoting your new project, email getbent at lowbudgetfm.com. Finally, if you're still looking for the right email address to email, email at lowbudgetfm.com. And now, here's listener mail on Low Budget FM.
This is becoming woefully out of date. Dear Low Budget FM, light beer is for pussies. Both Mark, like Chaffee's oddly quiet.
Yeah.
Both Mark and Chaffee claim to drink light beer. The transitive property teaches us that Mark and Chaffee are both pussies. Discuss and be honest. And that's from Peter in Northridge.
I hate to say it, but Peter's got us.
Peter stumbled onto a clever way to nail us on this one.
it's not even that clever. We've talked about it before. At least I have.
The transitive property?
Well, no, I've talked about that.
Math teachers have talked about that for ages.
Talk about that nearly every night.
You can't,
in some fashion or another.
Yeah.
No, for someone who's been a beer snob most of my life, having recently switched to my normal nightly beer being Miller Lite,
mm-hmm.
is a bit of a pussy thing. I get it.
Wow, you're just owning. You're just taking it?
Honestly, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean...
You could come up with some reasons why light beers aren't...
Well, here's why. The one reason I would say they're not is I can pound like 30 of them and they barely make a dent. Like I can go through Miller Lite like no one's business.
So the beer itself might be a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got no kick to it. It's like being punched by a 6-year-old.
That's right.
But I mean, well,
you could take a bunch of 6-year-olds at once, right?
You could. Mike can slam 36-year-olds in a night.
Jesus, I could ruin those kids all in the one evening.
Not 36-year-olds, 36-year-olds.
Yeah, 30, 6-year-olds, yeah.
Well, there's no comma.
30, different
it's three,
space.
30 space.
Yeah.
SIX dash.
There we go.
Year-olds.
No, I would say, and I like I say, I agree with him, and I recently had a hiatus from my day job, and I thought, you know what, during this hiatus, I'm going to drink good beer.
Yeah, I do like that a lot of people will say, I'm not going to drink at all, or I'm going to go on a detox, or I'm going to get this out of my system. maybe I'm just drinking to take the edge off work every night.
Uh-huh.
Mike's decided
step
when
up.
I'm on vacation from work for 2 weeks and I've got all this free time, I am going to drink beer with over double the alcohol content.
That's right. And it's tastier. It's tastier as a thing. It's got more hops.
It's thicker.
It's more syrupy.
I can't get behind that. It's like after drinking Diet Coke for so long, mm-hmm. going back to regular Coke is difficult.
I agree with that. It is, actually. But I've got... Have you tasted a Stone IPA? And I know you have.
I love Stone IPA. You got me hooked on the Stone IPA.
It's a fine beer. Ruination?
Oh. Dude, Ruination's becoming my Vegas beer.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm in Vegas, I go to the Burger Bar.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that place?
Burger Bar.
It's Burger Bar. Okay. Yeah. I go to Burger Bar at the Mandalay Shops, and I get a big-ass burger with some Chipotle or whatever on it, and I get a Ruination.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's how you can tell a place knows its beer, at least on the West Coast. I don't think there's too much Stone beer on the floating around in the East Coast,
right.
Is if they have Ruination.
Yeah.
That place knows their shit.
And that, not to get, you see, we're just reflecting the pussy
beer,
comment.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, if you're getting a good, heavy burger mm-hmm. with a, you know, like a little char to it mm-hmm. and some thick cheddar on there,
yeah,
nothing beats like a good Stone IPA or Ruination.
No, that matches up perfectly.
Yeah, that's great.
The only thing I'd suggest, another one that goes with the maybe less so, it's not as much flavor, is the Oaked Arrogant Bastard.
Okay.
That's a tasty one.
I stayed away from that one.
Yeah. What's this guy's name again? Sorry.
Peter.
Peter, you're right. You're right to call, at least I'll say you're right to call me a pussy for drinking Miller Lite.
Wow.
And if I see you at a bar, I'll switch immediately to I'll buy you a Sierra Nevada and I'll drink the same.
Really? Sierra Nevada?
Well, I can't assume they'll have Ruination.
Okay. Okay.
Boston, Sam Adams Oktoberfest, maybe?
Now, Peter, I, on the other hand, won't take this. Turn on the light.
Uh-huh.
Mike didn't know that the recorder has a light on it.
No, I did. I knew it had a light. I was all too aware it had a light. I was like, hey, that thing's got a light.
You're like, get into the menu and turn on the light. And I was like, no, it's a button.
It's right here. Boom. It's easier than that.
Done. I'm not going to take that.
From Peter?
I'm going to say every beer has its place.
I see what you're saying. I agree with that a little bit.
Yeah, and in this case, it's right up Peter's ass.
Oh, no.
Because he can go fuck himself.
No. He's got us beat.
No. I feel. No, here's the thing. I won't be beat.
Uh-huh.
I'm like the mattress king. I won't be beat.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Never?
No.
But what if he's got...
My prices are crazy low.
No, but we're talking about beers, and he's pointing out the fact that...
This is a terrible analogy.
Yeah, it's not working out.
Oh, God damn it.
Our beers are made for girls and frat boys.
Girls, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not girls.
All right,
yeah.
It's not a Smirnoff Ice. Okay, I know this is not a listener question, but have you heard of icing?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
What is up with the icing?
Now, I have no clue.
First off, icing is a game that people play, and it is played with Smirnoff Ice.
That bitches play. Thank you.
Well, I have friends that play it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's playing it at the...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
At the KRQ building.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it seems kind of hipsterish.
Kind of.
Okay.
It's kind of nothing.
It's wearing flannel and it's smoking American spirits. It's
talking about bands you've never heard of.
Yeah. And it's basically you can spring a bottle of Smirnoff Ice on someone if you just surprise them with it. Like you carry one around with you mm-hmm. and you can come up to someone that's part of this game with you and you just spring a bottle of it on them and they have to chug it right there. They have to drink it as fast as they can.
Unless I've got a Smirnoff Ice on me to block the Smirnoff Ice you brought to me.
Then you have to drink them both.
You've been burnt.
Yes.
You've been iced.
Yeah. And there might be a tally board if you're at an office that has whiteboards on the walls.
No.
First
really?
Of all, don't work there. But if they do, which I do,
mm-hmm.
You might see some names and some check marks or some tally marks, and above it might say iced.
Oh no,
with a line. And that might all be going on.
Let me ask you, Mark Chambers.
Yes, Mike Chaffee.
Do you participate in said game?
I don't.
Good.
I'm above it.
Good. That's goddamn right.
I boldly declare it. If anybody brings me a bottle of Smirnoff Ice, I'm going to take it and place it gently in the trash can unopened.
Yeah, that's right. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You don't need that business.
First of all, I don't need to be in the business of icing and being iced. And second, it's one less bottle of Smirnoff Ice in the world.
Yeah. Also, it sends the entirely wrong message about drinking in the workplace, that it's some sort of punishment, which right. it's not.
No, it's not.
It's some sort of reward.
It is.
You've got to earn it. You've got to pour yourself a whiskey at the workplace.
I have a full bar
mm-hmm.
in my desk.
Yeah. And you've got a miniature bartender, which I find is the most odd thing of all.
He's nearly a foot tall.
He makes a shitty Manhattan. He does. I've told you this before. He needs to work on it. How does he screw it up? It's an easy drink.
Fine. Fair. That's fair.
I know it is.
You bring me another miniature bartender that works for nothing and sits in a desk drawer all day.
Hey, it's not my bar. I'm not going to do the legwork. I'm just saying what his faults are.
I'm just saying find me another one.
How about teach him to do the right thing?
How about he makes a fantastic anything but that?
I was really feeling like a Manhattan last time I was there.
Ugh. Hey.
Hey.
Mark.
Oh.
Hey. When you were hanging with LL Cool J in San Diego for Comic-Con, you should have booked him on Low Budget.
Yeah.
Or
good
at least,
point, listener.
Or at least gotten him to say, quote, "Hey, it's LL Cool J, and you're listening to Low Budget FM," end quote.
Yeah.
You blew it, dumbass.
Wow.
And that's from Keith.
Keith.
A real solid fella.
Yeah. Wow, you send a point when you send a message, Keith.
Yeah, Keith isn't messing around. Yeah. By the way, Keith, you're welcome for the hours upon hours a week.
He doesn't need to hear that. You wonder why you screwed up.
Free entertainment that
hey,
I provide
Trump idiot
you.
Face. Why did you screw up and not get a liner from LL Cool J?
I actually did get a liner from LL Cool J. I got two liners from LL Cool J.
No, you were at a corporate mixer. I don't believe that you would have recorded.
I didn't have the Marantz on me or anything. I didn't have a portable, but I had my BlackBerry.
And you're saying, because... No.
The BlackBerry has a voice recorder on it.
Well, I believe that, but I don't believe that you actually talked to...
I went up to LL,
mm-hmm.
to Mr. Cool James.
Yeah.
And he...
In the middle of a party.
He slapped me. It wasn't a party. It was just cocktails
a
in
mixer,
a private
mixer.
Group.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's worse, I would feel.
It was only... Yeah, there was only like six or eight of us.
It had to be super awkward.
And he didn't make it hard. He slapped me on the shoulder mm-hmm. without me approaching him, really. And he's like, "Hey, man." And he shakes my hand. Looks me in the eyes, like, "How's it going?" I said, "You know, actually, while I've got you, I was wondering if you could possibly do a quick line. It would be, you know..."
No, you didn't. I don't believe this.
Little podcast, and...
You didn't say any of that.
And
you've got your BlackBerry.
And he said, "You know what? Sure, do you have some way to do it? Can we just do it right here?" And I said, "Yeah, I got my BlackBerry. It's got my voice recorder on it." And he was like, "All right, cool, let's do it."
All right, so you can play it for us here, right now.
I have both of them, real rough cuts. I didn't sweeten the audio or anything, so it might be kind of hard to hear.
Oh, all right. Well, it proved me wrong. I'm all right, sorry.
Here's the first one.
"Hey, it's LL Cool J. You're listening to Low Budget FM."
There you go. Boom.
That was clearly you. That was as clear as day it could be you.
No, that was LL Cool J.
No, I know what LL Cool J sounds like, and I know what you sound like, and that...
I don't know that you do know either of those things if you don't know.
I can hear you now. I can compare what that was to what the words you're saying at me now, even if I don't know LL Cool J.
First off, why would I mean, like, where would I have been to fake that? Like, I would have had to go to a party and pull up my BlackBerry and do that?
Yeah, maybe you were drunk. I don't know. Maybe you did it in post. I don't know how you doctored this, but it's very clear that that's not LL Cool J. It is,
in
fact, Mark Chambers.
Keith, you know that I'm telling the truth.
Keith knows.
So I want Keith to know that I was looking out for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the other one.
What, you got two?
I got two from him.
You did two, is what you mean to say.
I got two from him.
All right.
And here's the other one.
"Hey, it's Mark. It's LL Cool J, and you're listening to Mike and Mark on Low Budget FM."
Boom.
You actually, in that one, you actually stumbled and said, you started to say your name.
No, I don't.
I heard you. You actually, I'm surprised you even played this.
He might have been confused because he was like, "Wait, what's the names again? I'm sorry."
No, it still sounded like you, and you started saying your name when you forgot that you were supposed to say someone else's name.
He was confused because...
No, you were confused because you maybe had too many drinks and you thought, "Oh, I'll fool the listeners." But no, that didn't happen.
Well, I'm not trying to pull a fast one on anybody.
This isn't a very fast one. If you're trying to pull one, you're trying to maybe pull a slow one, and it's not working. It's not working at all.
I'll let the listeners judge for themselves. But I, by the way, I would just like to say the show has gone up a notch or two just now. We've really classed it up with that celebrity endorsement.
Classed up the joint with that fake endorsement that you clearly made.
It's not fake. It's not fake.
I mean, you really did it. You did it.
I did it in that I got it.
No, you actually did it.
No, no. I mean,
you produced it.
No,
well, you fabricated it.
Fabricate's a strong word.
I know. It's apt. It's very apt in this situation.
So there you go, Keith. There's your two LL Cool J drops. You're welcome. Guys.
Hey.
Hey. With the pending move away from Koreatown,
yep,
you will need to recompute your Velociraptor versus Grizzly Bear scenario. Does the new place have an upstairs and a downstairs? How will this new layout impact the potential victor? And would it be safe to say that this time it's personal? And that's from Ronaldo up at Berkeley.
Ronaldo, those are fine questions.
Particularly the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's most definitely personal. Let me just jump to that one right now.
Yeah.
It's Raptor versus Grizzly 2.
Yeah. Part deuce.
This time. It's personal.
I think it does. I think it clearly changes everything.
Yeah, it does. First of all, it isn't an upstairs downstairs situation.
No,
but it is an attached unit.
Yeah,
and if you go outside, there's stairs that go down
to
the open areas.
Let me ask you this: what's the playing field? Unit only, or is it the complex?
I was about to say, is it the whole condo complex? Because theoretically, it could be because it's fenced in.
Yeah. That would be the ultimate, really.
Oh my God, this is gonna be. There's a lot of that's a whole show.
Yeah. Oh, that's a whole show. That's a whole fucking series. I mean,
yeah, that's a week of shows.
Yeah. That's you put the raptor near the pool, and you put the bear in the gym, and you let them figure things out from there on out.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to see the bear in the hot tub.
Oh yeah,
just reclining.
Yeah. Maybe the sauna.
Yeah. By the way, you open the sauna and there's a goddamn bear in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good.
That's not. No,
it's a grizzly bear, right? And we're still sticking with the Velociraptor being the Spielberg, not the turkey.
Yeah, not the turkey, the Spielberg style.
Because if we're going to play pretend,
yeah,
we're going to do it for real.
That's right. We're going to do it all the way.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought it.
Good.
I still give, if that's the scenario, I think the line barely moves. I still say
Raptor. Do you think it might even be more in the Raptor's favor because there's terrain?
I would say it's hard to say because I don't know where they're going to meet up. Mm-hmm. I know there's more terrain and, more importantly, more complex, more rooms and doors.
What if they meet in the common area on the pavement?
That's what I'm thinking. That sort of equals things out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they're going to meet there. Maybe the bear's chilling in someone's kitchen, and the Velociraptor stumbles out of a bedroom.
All right. See, here's the thing. It always goes back to this.
Yeah.
Whenever we're doing this, it's always Mike's raptor is this brilliant, vicious, clever killing machine.
That's right.
And
clever
and,
girl.
And yeah, clever girl. he's doing epic battle against fucking Yogi Bear. And Yogi Bear's off nosing through picnic baskets.
Well, what do bears do?
They don't do that.
They do. I saw an article just today about how some bear attacked people because he was looking through the picnic baskets.
This bear is hungry for blood.
Uh-huh.
All right. Not sandwiches in plastic baggies.
No, and that too. He's hungry for that.
Well,
and
he's
stuff
just,
in their fridge.
He's just hungry.
He is.
But he also knows he's got a job to do.
Does he? Does he know that?
He does know that.
I don't think he's aware of that.
I'd like to think that he is.
How does he know that the raptor is there?
How does the raptor know he's there?
Smell. Better sense of smell. He knows that. Also, being a smarter...
Just because there's a couple cuts in Jurassic Park of the raptor's nostrils flaring out and then he looks around.
That's right.
That doesn't mean that he's got an incredible sense of smell.
Science has proven time and time again. Yeah. The raptor's sense of smell better than the bear's.
The Spielbergian theorem.
Yeah, exactly. You've heard of it.
I have, clearly.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It's the same thing that says they're the size of, you know, Plymouths.
Yeah.
And not like, you know, this big and scaly.
So I say it really doesn't change the odds.
I like to sink.
Mm-hmm. You like to sink things
baskets.
Up. Yeah. Oh, baskets. I assumed you were going with like the iPhone. You like to sink it up.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah.
Although I am ecstatic that my work email and my day job, they're turning on active sync.
Oh, that's great.
So I can get it on my iPad.
It's about time.
Yeah, I know the listeners needed to hear that. I'm fucking excited about it. I don't care who I tell.
Physically.
I'm physically aroused by active sync. I'm going to say, we'll dive into it in a future episode.
Yeah, that's worthy of more comment.
We'll get some graph paper out and we'll graph it.
We'll do AutoCAD. Graph it, nothing. We'll go all the way on this bitch.
It's a Unix system.
Mm-hmm.
I know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. William B. writes...
Mm-hmm.
writes into alien at lowbudgetfm.com.
Oh, that's good to know.
Message. I have a cell phone. Congratulations.
Great. Yeah, good job, William.
I keep it in my front pants pocket.
Most people do. Dudes.
Will the radiation make my sperm like the Incredible Hulk? Sperm smash, puny condom. And that's from William.
Well, that's a silly question, William.
It's much more silly than the previous question.
It is. It's so silly because I don't know where he lives, but I assume there's already... He lives in some sort of... If he has a cell phone, he lives in a suburban area.
Yeah. There's a lot of RF in that area already.
I was going to say the high-tension power lines have already ruined his junk.
What you should probably do, William, is get yourself a high-power rifle like a carbine or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out to your backyard there.
Yeah.
And you post up behind a bush and you take down them high tension power lines.
It's about time. I mean, they're ruining you and your junk.
They're giving you cancer.
Yeah,
junk cancer.
They're trying to ruin your life by giving you a child you don't want, a mutant child.
Why? Well, yeah, climb up that cell phone tower. Tell her what it is.
Yeah, that cell phone tower is going to screw up your life too.
Take down damn antenna down.
Yeah, fucking damn antenna.
Where's your southern accent, Mike?
I can't
pull it out.
I can't.
It's not in the back pocket.
I don't have that one. I can't access that. But hang tight. Give me 1 second. Hey, Mark.
Oh, come on. I really thought you were going to go, oi.
Oi, mate.
God damn it. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's... As a Mythbusters fan, I don't know if you like Mythbusters or if you...
I don't know if you've seen my years upon years of Mythbusters Comic-Con bags that are in my closet, complete with 2010 edition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the way, they're always the dudes.
Yeah. Well, I got always the Byron one.
You did.
Yeah.
I got Grant.
Oh, that's not as fun.
Mm-mm.
He's the geekiest one no one wants, Grant.
She had a lot of them.
Yeah.
I got one.
Everyone was turning down the Grant Imahara bags every which way.
Damn you, Imahara! I can't beat off to this.
No, no.
Well,
you're gonna have
to
try.
I'm gonna have to try.
But Carrie Byron, she's ruined now. I mean, she's
true.
A child has passed through that.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Oh, well, you could put the extra stitch in.
Oh, that'd be. Yeah. No, yeah.
That's two.
Well, I think that answers your question pretty clearly, William.
Yeah,
I think that gets to the root of what you were wondering. There.
To paraphrase Mallrats, your sperm will be like a shotgun blast to her back.
Yeah, your sperm's all right.
Craig writes, "I love you guys, but seriously, what the fuck?" And that's from Craig.
What the fuck, Mark? What the fuck? What the fuck? I love you. What the fuck? I mean, you as a podcast host, fucking thumbs up. But what the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?
Right now?
What the fuck, dude?
Messing with this mic arm here?
Like, you're great. I love... Oh, I can't wait to listen to you.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know!
Tell me.
I don't know.
Have I told you how much I like you?
Stop it.
You're a good dude. What the fuck?
I don't know. Why? What? This is a horrible question. I don't like this question.
Yeah, I don't know what that gets at.
I don't either.
What? When was it sent, out of curiosity?
Like 3 weeks ago. Maybe that's what he's asking. Maybe yeah. He knew. He was very prescient. He knew that I wasn't going to get to it for almost a month.
What the fuck, man?
Why I don't know.
What the fuck's with you, knowing that you're not going to... We're not going to answer your question forever.
Hey, look, man. Seriously, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, you tell me what the fuck?
Well, Mike, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I like you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry?
What the fuck?
Are you saying that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a question or a statement?
That would be a question.
Directed at me, Mike Choppy.
Yes. What the fuck? I like you. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I'm about to get you real wrong.
Uh-oh.
I think you...
Craig, we've messed with the wrong hombre.
Do I need to break out the belt?
Oh, no.
As the baddest man in this town, I won't tolerate that sort of shit.
Here's the belt.
Who does Craig think he is? Asking questions of foolishness like that.
No, it's all fine until it gets pointed back at you.
Yeah. I don't need this. I don't need that sort of... Who does he think he is? Does he think he's better than me?
He thinks he's Craig.
Craig, where are you at?
It doesn't say.
Craig, you want to do this?
You think... What if he's not in this town? Do your powers have any effect?
Well, go to wherever... What town is he in?
I don't know.
You think I won't be the baddest man in that town?
Nation of Craig.
Oh, no. I'll be the baddest man wherever he is.
That's weird.
I'll ruin him.
For you to be the baddest man in the Nation of Craig?
In that town. Mm. I mean, whatever. It's a Nation of Craig. That's fine. He can call it whatever the fuck he wants. It's all names and silliness. I don't need that. When it comes down to pure badness, it's all me. It's all this guy.
And your fists?
And the yeah.
How do you exact your justice?
Well, it depends.
Oh.
Have you seen Death Wish?
Uh-huh.
Because Charles Bronson. Oh.
So what you're saying is Craig has a death wish.
Apparently.
And you are looking over your shoulder going like this.
I mean, I could be making the gun motion. I think in this case, I was leaning back reading the newspaper in the subway, and Craig is two fucking muggers trying to come at me.
Mm.
Everyone knows it's time to get down. Mm. They leave the subway to get out of that train.
Yeah.
And it's just me and Craig now. You, Craig being the
you,
two.
You, Charles Bronson,
mm-hmm.
and Craig, the two muggers.
Yeah. One of them's checking the rest of the train.
You handicapped yourself a little bit. Or you handicapped him.
Charles Bronson?
Because he's... You, Charles, taking on Craig times two.
That's right.
Because he's two muggers.
It's not a problem. Because here's what happens.
Uh-oh.
Mugger number one,
uh-huh.
checking the windows, making sure no one comes into that train. Mugger mm-hmm. number two comes at me. He takes a knife, slits my newspaper right up the middle.
Mm.
I just shoot him.
See, it sounds an awful lot like this is just a scene from Death Wish.
No,
like.
No. This isn't a scene from Death Wish.
I don't think this is going to happen.
This isn't. No, this never happened in Death. I don't know the movie Death Wish. I haven't seen it. But then mugger number two,
uh-huh.
he's still over there. He's barely aware of what's happening.
Because he's checking the window.
He was checking the window, but he knows he heard that. So he knows that he's turning around. I get him right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I finish them both off.
Mm.
That's you, Craig.
This is a Mike Choffey original?
Yeah, it's a Mike Choffey original.
Even though it somehow became two guys and you're calling yourself Charles Bronson?
Because I like Charles Bronson. I'm a big fan.
I see.
So that's what happens.
Get ready, Craig. Seriously, what the fuck? Brian from Buffalo writes, the guy that parked next to Chambers. Dear Mark, on the episode, quote, sexy time and escape via RV. That's an old one.
Mm.
I think. Sounds old. You were talking about the craziness swirling around your life. I like it when the listener resets.
Yeah.
So
they're good broadcasters.
So I don't have to go dig up the clip.
Our listeners.
Yeah. One story was of a man who pulled up to you and asked if you were cool. Have you considered that he was trying to elicit a specific response to that question because he was there to make a certain type of transaction and thought that you may be the man he was looking for? Sincerely, Brian from Buffalo.
Now, is Brian saying one specific transaction or one type of specific transaction?
He said a certain type of transaction.
Oh, a certain type. Okay.
Yeah, so this was, in case you don't remember, listener, gentle listener.
No, they're not gentle.
Very rough and aggressive.
They're a little too rough at times. Got to tell them to settle down.
So bruised.
Get too much energy.
This was, I was right outside the barn, and I was walking from across the street over to the gate, and an SUV pulled up, and there was an African-American gentleman driving it.
Okay.
Just stops in the middle of the road. Guy leans out his window and said, "Hey, man, are you cool?" And I looked at him, and I was like, clearly not cool.
Yeah.
And then I like ran into the house.
You didn't say anything?
No.
You didn't say whether or not you were cool?
I didn't know how to answer that. And then I came in and did the show, and I said, "I'm surrounded by crazy. Crazy's all around me."
Yeah.
Because I think I just recently gotten punched in the face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recall that time in your life.
Yeah. And so it was just crazy. It's all around me. Yesterday, last night, I had just left the barn.
Okay.
And after we did the Comic-Con show.
I recall that.
And I went over to someone's house, and I was standing on the steps outside their apartment building waiting for them to come down and let me in. And when I walked across the street, or when I was parking, this guy was walking down the street, down the sidewalk.
Okay. That's what people do.
They do. Yeah. That's totally normal. That's not the crazy part.
No problem.
I park. I do a completely amazing job parallel parking my car.
Okay.
It's incredible.
You feel good lying to us, the listeners?
If you'd been there, you'd been like, oh.
Yeah, no, I don't believe any of that.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Such a tight squeeze. A
lot of lies.
And I finished parking, and I got out, walked across the street, and that guy's coming back the other way. I'm like, that's weird, because there's nowhere he could have gone. It's all houses.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even in front of one.
Yep.
He just turned around and came back the other way. And I walk across the street, and I stop on the steps, and I'm waiting. I shot a text up, and I'm just waiting.
Yep.
And I look over, and I see the guy is standing pretty far away, like pretty far away.
Okay.
Not like anywhere close to where it would take him a good bit of time. I'd have a lot of warning if this guy was going to like come towards me.
Yep.
But he's just standing there, and he's turned kind of half torso turn there,
okay,
looking at me,
just
staring at me, and I break eye contact, and I'm looking around, and I wait the appropriate amount of time,
yeah,
because sometimes that happens. You catch people looking at you,
yeah,
just because you're both just standing there alone.
Everyone looks apart, yeah.
Look back over, he's still staring. I'm like, immediately warning bell.
Yeah.
He starts walking towards me.
Okay.
Walks towards the steps. Gets to the bottom of the steps, directly below me. He's about five steps below me now.
All right.
On the sidewalk. Right in front of me. Like, not off to either angle or anything. Just right in front of me. And starts walking up the stairs, looking right at me.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, this is bad. Like,
yeah.
I have nowhere to go. The doors behind me to the apartment building are locked up tight. No one's anywhere around on this whole street but me and this guy.
Yeah.
And it is after midnight.
Hmm.
And I'm loaded with cell phones and cash.
Yeah.
It was a bag over my shoulder with a $2,000 laptop in it and my iPad.
Oh, no.
And the night's show that has not been posted yet. I know.
Oh, no.
And the guy, and he gets one step below me. He's like super close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "Excuse me, can I help you?"
Mm-hmm.
Just like real aggressive. And he stops and looks at me like I'm nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just is lucid as fuck and looks at me like I'm nuts and says, "No." And then he kind of shakes his head and looks at me like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "It's just, dude, you were coming right towards me. I'm the only one standing here." He's like, "No, no." And he turns around and walks away and then looks over his shoulder at me like, "What the fuck is my problem?"
Yeah,
and just
man.
Walks off.
Well, I got to be a square.
No, that's nuts. Like, that is nuts. Like, what the hell, man?
Sounds like you were a narc right there.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like you weren't being cool.
So, again, I'm glad Brian brought this up so that, once again, crazy is swirling around me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell was going on with that guy. I'm really glad that I said something and got him to walk away.
By being a narc.
By...
Or a square, whatever. I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Well, I mean...
Narc. Mm. See, you know how you should have handled it.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say, like, Lee Marvin.
Mm.
Yeah. Bursting through a door into an apartment, grabbing some chick, hushing her up, and then just rushing through the next bedroom and shooting at the empty bed, planning for someone to be there. That's what you should have done. You didn't handle the situation right.
I didn't handle my business.
No, no.
Oh, come on.
Because you just got out of Alcatraz, so you had to take care of some business.
What is wrong with you? Are we just watching horrible, cliched action movies all night?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is, I don't know who Lee Marvin is. This is all just original.
Yeah. I was just saying that could be your name if you were to do this sort of thing.
I could name myself Lee Marvin.
You want your money back because you're shooting at some empty bed. Do
we have time for one more quick one?
Oh, yeah.
God damn, everybody's nuts.
Not if you Lee Marvin.
I'm a super action star. Just by the way, fastest way to get from one block to the next,
mm-hmm.
through the building.
That's right.
Just straight through, but yeah. Not opening doors.
No.
Oh no.
Kicking them.
Bursting yeah. through windows, running through kitchens.
Because a lady just locked the door.
Yeah.
And so you just fucking kick it in, grab her, move to the bedroom.
You've got a pistol with a big silencer on it, and yeah. just shooting.
Start shooting at empty beds.
Blasting everybody.
That's
and you
right.
just, you're pushing through, and you're running through, you run through a laundry room, and you kick through the window, and you yeah. run past a clothesline, and jump over a fence into someone's backyard.
Yeah. Or maybe you're in a hospital, and you're Danny Trejo, and you have to get to the next level down. So you slice some guy down the middle, grab his intestines, use it, as I don't know, some sort of tight some sort of rope
repelling gear
intestine repelling gear to get down to the next level. That's
he
what you
knows
do.
The score
damn straight.
Oh, fastest way to get from one block to the next.
Through the building.
Shortest distance between two points is a straight line filled with bullets.
That's right.
Bullets and regret.
No regret. No. You don't bring the regret.
You leave the regret behind.
That's right.
Leave it in the van.
Yeah, you don't need the regret.
You leave it in the cell.
You leave it with your loved one that started off this episode.
Oh, no.
All regrets behind me now. I got nothing to lose.
All I know is I don't want to be angry. And you're not going to want me around when I'm angry.
Yeah. You just want to get even.
This question doesn't live up. Actually, I feel like you're going to have a fantastic answer to this question now.
Oh, uh-oh.
So I was watching Arrested Development and thought, what is the best show ever? Is it Freaks and Geeks? Is it South Park? Is it Erie, Pennsylvania? Is it Murder... Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Is it Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah.
Herman's Head? The Tick?
Oh, The Tick's up there, yeah.
Pokemon for Mark?
Oh, well.
It's also from Craig.
Yeah. Craig, he's got a lot of questions, that Craig.
Hey, Craig, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, what are you trying to do to us, Craig?
Herman's Head.
Yeah, that's
was that the show with the chick that plays Lisa or Bart from The Simpsons, where it was like, it showed his thought process and all the different people were sitting around a bar.
Yeah.
And they were all different aspects of his personality. Is that what that show was?
I don't remember if it was that. I don't remember if she was in it, but yeah, you've got the right idea.
That's not a contender for the best show ever.
No. No, it's not.
There's a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Where's MASH on that list?
I mean, there's so many different genres to consider. There's the comedy, there's animation.
Where's Frasier?
No.
Where's Frasier on that list? Where's Will and Grace?
Where's Joey?
Where is Joey?
Yeah.
Where's Earth 2.0?
Third Rock from the Sun. Why is that
exactly?
On
where's Alf?
I would say here's my, and I'm trying to remember.
Where's Space Above and Beyond?
Do you know what the greatest show ever made was?
Muppet Babies.
Nope, that's not the greatest one.
Muppet Babies.
Destroyed in Seconds.
Oh, come on.
It's a show.
The intro alone is the greatest thing ever produced.
It's nothing's been more epic ever. It's the most epic thing ever shown on TV. Destroyed in seconds.
And it's just like this crazy hardcore music and yeah. shit just blowing up.
And some ex-NFL player named Ron, I forget who it was. Hey guys, I'm Ron. Here's something that was destroyed in seconds.
By the way, it's shit just falling down, exploding, falling over, yeah. buildings collapsing.
Here's this petroleum factory. Oh no, what's happening here?
It's still full of petroleum.
One of the tanks goes up in flames. Maybe the others will be contained.
Nope.
Turns out that's not the case.
Whole neighborhood done.
You can see this one flying up in the air like a projectile missile. Luckily, it missed this man by mere inches.
If you look, you can see his body flying through the air like a rag doll, discarded by a spiteful child.
Now, these men, they're about to destroy a boat. Normally, they do it via remote. They stay on the coast and they set off the charges. They're so confident, they decide to do it on the very boat that they're sinking.
They're doing it on the boat. Blow the charge.
Little did they
their lifeless bodies crashing into the waves.
I love that the freeze frame when stuff goes wrong and then he throws to break is like a let's see what happens. You see the charge go off in the boat. You see the boat split in half. A huge explosion. Two people in midair. Like, we'll come back after the
freeze.
Break. Freeze frame right there.
I wonder what happened next. I think they probably all died, man.
That's the weird. Oh, and that's when it gets. It's strange thing when they talk about people that actually died. It doesn't happen too often because that's the beauty that's supposed to be the beauty of those shows
is that no one got hurt.
Yeah, no one gets hurt. No one makes it real and dies.
With minutes before the explosion was set to go off.
Yeah,
Jim is still running dead cord, unaware.
Now look at this man. He's doing a high wire act between two buildings in Spain. And the wind's kicking up and he's trying to hold on for dear life. But he can't. He falls to his death.
Jim's spine was destroyed in seconds.
So that's the best show ever. Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree. That is a great show. Now, but I can only watch it when I'm loaded.
Oh, yeah. You got to be drunk. Like, that's one of those Spike shows. You got to watch when you're drunk.
Yeah, I was about to say, we need to just season past that and let the TiVo keep 60 episodes of it at all times. Just out there, it's like, what do you want to watch? Destroyed in seconds.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Get some nuclear plants melting down on that show.
Oh, that'd be...
Yeah. Take it up a notch.
We destroyed this county in seconds, but here's Chernobyl. Turns out, yeah.
Nagasaki.
Oh, no.
Destroyed in seconds.
Oh, no. That's... No.
Oh. What?
Whoever the announcer was, he can't do... Well, see that? But they didn't have time for that. It was one bomb.
It was destroyed in seconds.
Yeah. How long did that alarm last? It didn't last this long. It went like 3 seconds. And then the nuclear fire put it out.
Right.
Yeah.
The nuclear fire put it out.
Yeah.
God bless the nuclear fire. Nuclear? Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh. Florida.
Oh.
One more time.